You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
This is Lori Prox here with Jade Holmes, a senior at Valdez High School. Are you excited about graduation, Jade?
Yes, very.
Tell us where your plans are going to take you following graduation.
I'm going to be going to the College of Southern Idaho to become a radiation technician.
All right. Well, why Southern Idaho?
It has a really good program for what I want to do.
And how did you decide that? What influenced you to make that decision about your major?
Honestly, just all the courses I've taken through high school. A lot of medical classes inspired me too.
Now, you've taken some college classes, right? So tell us a little bit about those and how they've helped you maybe make some decisions in life or what you've learned.
I'll be getting my associate's degree in May. So I took a lot of courses, and that was the main factor in what helped me pick out what I wanted to do, was taking all sorts of different types of classes to see what interested me and what didn't.
And long term, do you see yourself working in Alaska, out of the state?
No, I think I'll be out of the state.
And even more long-term, what kind of person do you want to be 5-10 years down the road? What's important to you?
I think that being a good person, a nice person, is the most important thing, no matter what job or anything you have.
And you've been involved in a lot of activities throughout high school. What have you learned from those?
I've learned a lot about working with others is the main thing I've learned.
All right. Any advice for young kids?
Don't procrastinate your homework.
Get on it, right? And Jade Holmes is a member of the 2020 senior graduating class. COVID-19 is playing a role in your final days. How are you handling that?
It's definitely kind of sad to not be able to hang out with friends and go to school together for the last couple months.
Do you think your class will be closer because of this experience?
I think a lot of our class is already very close, and having to plan this whole type of different graduation has brought a lot of people closer.
Well, tell us what's happening behind the scenes there. How are you managing? I know the kids are involved in actually planning their own graduation.
A lot of our senior student government people have been working with teachers and advisors to plan what type of graduation we would have, and we all voted on different ways.
All right, so that kind of helps looking forward to those things, doesn't it?
Yes.
This is Lori Prox here with Ashley Schaefer, a senior at Valdez High School. Ashley, you've been super active throughout school, shooting as a member of the Valdez rifle team, cheerleading. You're the representative on the school board from the student side. Wow, you've done a lot through high school. Where are your biggest memories gonna be?
I think my biggest memories are probably going to be traveling with my rifle team, because we worked really hard to set it up. So when we got to actually travel and participate as a school team, it was so rewarding and we made it really fun.
If you were to do it all again, would you be as involved?
Oh, with no doubt. I feel very privileged to have all the opportunities that I have going to Valdez High School, and I would definitely do it and maybe even more if I had the chance.
Well, that might be good advice for kids. Why? Why should kids who might be a little reluctant to join a team or a group give it a go?
In my mind, I feel that it's very rewarding and very knowledgeable getting to work with a whole bunch of people in anything, as being a representative for the school or other schools, or just a sport where you get to meet new people and get to see what it's like in different people's lives. And I feel like that's really rewarding, and it's going to give you knowledge for pretty much the rest of your life.
And Ashley, what are your plans following high school?
For right now, I am planning to attend UAF to get my degree in social work.
All right. And any other advice for young kids? You already gave us a piece.
I would advise to do not procrastinate, which is probably what everybody else is going to say, but it's really important and it's really hard to do.
Can't say it enough, can you?
Yep.
And Ashley, with COVID-19, how has this changed your senior year and what have you learned?
I have learned the importance of our computers and the importance of still being able to connect with teachers, which I took for granted before I wasn't able to talk to them face to face.
All right, thanks.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Altness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.